Ann Coulter, Why the New York Times is Unreformable and Must Die. By Ann Coulter on August 21, 2019. Even before the New York Times launched its All Slavery, All the Time project, no one could accuse that paper of skimping on its race coverage, particularly stories about black males killed by whitish police officers. Here's one you haven't heard about. I happened upon it by sheer accident. Antoine Rose II was a 17-year-old boy shot by an East Pittsburgh police officer in June 2018 after he bolted from a jitney car that had been stopped by the officer. The Times published about a half dozen stories on Antoine Rose, or as the Times calls him, Antoine, who was unarmed. After the officer was acquitted on all charges in March of this year, the Times ran an article by Adil Hassan on the verdict. Here's what you would learn from the Times. Antoine was unarmed. Antoine was in his high school's honors program. Antoine played basketball and the saxophone. Antoine volunteered for a local charity. In 2016, Antoine wrote a poem titled, I Am Not What You Think, which included these lines. I see mothers bury their sons. I want my mom to never feel that pain. A policeman stopped the gold Chevy Cruze Antoine was riding in because it matched the description of a car involved in a drive-by shooting minutes earlier. The jury consisted of 9 whites and 3 African Americans. If you read the Times piece, all you would know is that an honor student who loved his mom was killed for the crime of riding in a car similar to one that had just been used in a crime. Wow. Just wow. Here are some of the facts the Times left out. The gold Chevy Cruze Antoine fled did not merely match the description of a car used in a drive-by shooting. It was the car used in the drive-by shooting, as proved by surveillance video posted online days after the shooting and shown to the jury. The video shows 13 shots being fired from the back seat of that exact car, with, according to the prosecutor, Antoine riding in the front seat. The back seat passenger, Zaywan Hester, later pleaded guilty to the drive-by shooting. One of the victims of the drive-by shooting told police it was Antoine who shot him. The beef was between me and him, William Ross told a Pennsylvania state police officer. That car came by, he shot me, I ran to the store. The jitney driver told police that, right before the shooting started, he heard the backseat passenger ask, "Is that him?" The gun used in the drive-by was recovered in the backseat of the car. The car stopped by the officer was riddled with bullet holes. The jury that unanimously acquitted the officer was led by an African-American foreman, who stoutly defended the verdict. None of that made it into the Times story on the trial's conclusion. I'm glad that Antoine did charity work, but isn't it rather more important that he had participated in a drive-by shooting of 2 other black guys 13 minutes before being stopped by a police officer? That's not conjecture or speculation. Hassan wasn't writing about the case the day after the shooting. These are facts that were presented in court and copiously reported by the local media, even in the British press. Normal person to the New York Times, why did you say the car matched the description of the car used in a drive-by shooting, but not say that it was the car used in the drive-by shooting? Neat, I'm sorry, who are you and do you have a press pass? Normal person, you didn't mention that a stolen gun was found under Antoine's seat and a matching cartridge in Antoine's pocket? Neat. We only have so much space and I needed room for Antoine's poem. Normal person, you didn't have space to say that gun residue was found on Antoine's hands? Neat, I could have run more of the poem. It was a good poem. Normal person, or that one of the victims of the drive-by said Antoine was the one who shot him? Neat, the officer didn't know that. Normal person, did the officer know about Antoine's AP classes? It goes to the likelihood of his behavior being perceived as threatening. The officer could certainly see that the car's back window had been shot out. Neat, you're a white supremacist and white nationalist and, yes, I know they're different, but you're both. There's no reason to think this isn't standard operating procedure at the Times. The editors can't say, okay, that one got past us. The Times has told wild lies about the racist shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, false. The racist arrest of Freddie Gray in Baltimore. False. The racist shooting of Trayvon Martin in Florida. False. The racist gang rape of a black stripper by a Duke lacrosse team. False. And so on. Antoine Rose's shooting wasn't even a flood the zone, hair on fire story. But the Times lied about it, too. This is a newspaper that cannot be trusted on anything touching on race. They're liars and ideologues, not reporters and editors. Copyright 2019 ANN Coulter.